Rahim, continuing with the verses of the Quran Kareem, yesterday the Tarawih Salah was read till the end of the fifth para, and commencing with Surah An-Nisa. As I mentioned yesterday, we'll discuss the last ayat of Surah Al-Imran, which is the most befitting for us, those who have come to spend Ramadan, those who are in the Khanka, those who are sitting in Itikaf. We too can also mention another hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which actually refers those people who are in Itikaf. For example, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that that person who makes wuzu in adverse conditions, many a times a person is lying down on his comfortable bed, now he has to get up for salah, he has to go make wuzu, sometimes his wuzu breaks, again he has to go. Ibn Shami Rahmatullahi has written in Dunya Mukhtar that the rabit refers to the khankas, and he said the khawanik, it refers to a small hole or gap or a room where the Sufis of Rome used to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yeah, rabit means to stick firmly to something, in other words to guard that hole that of the nikah that is recited. And a person should understand every ayat, in fact every ayat of the khutbah regarding nikah deals with the taqwa and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah mentions again that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by whom you ask of ends. In the next phrase, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ أَمْوَالِ الْيَتَامَ ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَقُولُونَ فِي بُطُولِهِمْ نَارًا وَسَيَصْلَوْنَ سَعِيرًا. That those people who consume the wealth, who devour the wealth of the orphans unjustly, in fact they may be enjoying that wealth they may be looking after themselves, looking after their families, going for holidays, doing this and doing heirs should be given their rights according to the Quran and the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And very, very important that our will should be drawn up. As Umar radiallahu anhu mentioned, that no two days should not pass except that a person's will should be drawn up. And there's no need to go to lawyers, etc., with all the jargon and technical terms, etc. Alhamdulillah, ready-made wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala says that perhaps you might dislike something, but look at the greater benefit. وَيَجْعَلُ فِيهِنَّ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Allah says that we have put indeed abundance of good in the woman, and there are many, many benefits. For example, that woman who left her family, her neighborhood, her family members, and وَيَغْلِبُهُنَّ لَئِيمٌ, but a hard-hearted person, a very, so to say, who rules the iron fist, he overpowers them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, أَنَا أُحِبَّ نَكُنَّ كَرِيمًا مَغْلُوبًا, that I prefer to be a noble person, a good qualities, and be overpowered by the woman. وَلَا أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَكُونَ غَالِبًا لَئِيمًا أَنْ أَخِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنِهِمَا فَبْأَثُوا حَكَّمًا مِنْ أَهْلِي وَحَكَّمًا مِنْ أَهْلِيَا. Then bring, appoint a arbitrator from his family and an arbitrator from her family. So yeah, there's no need to go to psychiatrists and psychologists and pay youth sums of money. So easy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it upon us that some level-headed person from the family, you say radiallahu anhu, because alhamdulillah he accepted Islam. That time he was not a believer. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam requested for the keys and for the Kaaba to be open so that he can perform salah. So Hazrat Usman bin Talha at that time told him very, very harsh words, and he criticized Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look at his nature. He was tolerant. Allah says, ask, O Nabi of Allah, give me the key. Abbas radiallahu anhu says, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give me the key. They were involved in siyaqa, that is, they used to grant over the Hajis water from Zamzam and feed the Hajis and give them water to drink. So they also wanted to become custodians of the key. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they recited this verse, Ali rahmatullahi, one safar of his from Agra to Delhi, 90,000 strong and staunch Hindus accepted Islam. So this was the nur al-barakat of the akhlaq, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned many, many important injunctions of amanat. For example, amanat trust which we owe to Allah, our salah, our fasting, our zikr between them. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ, then they will not find any dissatisfaction in those things which have passed judgment. وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا, and they wholeheartedly submit. What was the incident? It is mentioned there was a munafiq by the name of Bishr. He had a dispute with a Jew regarding a certain distance. جَاءُكَ, they will come to you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then for those people who have come to you, they should make istighfar istighfar to Allah, and the Nabi will make istighfar on their behalf. Then Allah, you will find Allah in this condition, who is accepting tawbah and very, very merciful. It is mentioned one occasion, a tabi was sitting here, a rawda mubarak, Aqdas sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam. But he felt that what you are saying, so much benefit. In fact, when we had that program at in Mackenzie Park for the ulama, then one Maulana, he wants to remain anonymous. He said, Maulana, you don't realize, but one word of yours has got so much wisdom. You can't hide on to it. And unimaginable, the emails from this Twitter account, people who are far from me, they are writing, we have to change all that. I want to gain the love of Allah Ta'ala. And they just write a brief letter. I said, tell me some background. Who are you? From where are you? And it's amazing. People from, are you attending the program? So this is how people are changing their lives. And how he is coming into them. And they are submitting their financials. I repeat over and over. But again, under the tender, I don't get one financial report. From these people who are far, Rotary Guardians, I'm sure many don't know this. That's the of ours. We have to do it. And we can see the benefit, that is why I give myself into. And I know how the people are benefiting. And that is our object, what our Sheikh's desire was. One time, we were in Maulana Hussein Bayat's place, Rahmatullah, in Lens. And all the Sadis had come, and Hazrat was, everyone thinks it's for somebody else, it's not for me. And those who think it's for me, they take offense. Why you told me this? Why you taking out my fault? Why are you telling everyone? Nobody else knows. You know your fault, but you're feeling guilty. Because nobody else knows. I know you wrote to me, you told me about your weakness. I'm just speaking out of a general way. I'm not taking your... Monday was the day they used to worship the moon. Sunday was the day when they worshiped the sun. All those days got idol connotations. Even Peer Mangal Bud, and you'll find our great ulama who made FDR, they will use Shamba, Yakshamba, Dom Shamba.
Should avail themselves for this mashwara, and the after the majlis will take this.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة المتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا
مسلمان ele que inventou essas coisas, ele que é fundador disso, em Espanha mesmo Abu al-Haytham. Hazrat diz que este número, matemática, 1, 2, 3, quem que descobriu isso? Quem que fez isso? Quem que ensinou ao mundo isso? É muçulmanos? Zero. Muito. Vantagem zero, como se fosse zero. Os muçulmanos, não há tempo agora para dar tempo como é curto. Muçulmanos não somente ensinaram a vida de profeta al-Islam com todos os outros povos do mundo, mas também ensinaram a dunia também. E isso tudo aconteceu na Espanha.
اور جب الحمدللہ مسلمان کچھ نہ کچھ پھر دین کے طرف آنے لگے کتنے ماشاءاللہ آج میں جب ان کو پوچھا انہوں نے کہا چرچ میں پادری ہمیں یہ یعنی ڈاکٹرنیشن کرتا ہے کہ مسلمان آدم خور ہے یعنی انسانوں کو زندہ کھا جاتے مسلمان اور جگہ کھانے کی مسجد ہے تو جب انہوں نے مسلمان اسلام اور مسجد تو میں نے سوچا یہ تو مجھے زندہ کھا جاتا تو وہ کہ مجھے مسلمان بننا چاہیے اگلے دن جمعے کی صبح وہ جا رہا تھا اسکول اس نے سوچا میں جا کے دیکھوں تو صحیح یہ لوگ مسجد میں کیا کرتے اس نے جھانکا تو یہ لوگ ناشتہ کر رہے تھے انہوں نے ان کو دیکھ لیا دعوت چلو تم بھی ہمارے ساتھ ناشتہ کر لو ناشتہ پھر اس نے وہ اسلام قبول لیکن اس نے کہا کہ دیکھو ماں پھر آیا بہت برا بھلا گالی گلوت وغیرہ بہت اس کو سنایا تو اس نے پھر سوچا کہ اگر ایسا ہو تو میں چلا جاؤں وہی بہتر ہے میرے لیے مسجد چلا گیا امام مسجد نے کہا آج سے تو میرا بیٹا تو فکر مت کر میرے پاس میں سب تیرے ذمہ داری دیتا ہوں وہ جماعت کونگو جا رہی تھی چلا کے مسلمان پھر جانے لگے دار العلوم تبلیغ کا کام اب انشاءاللہ اللہ کرے کہ اسلام کا اللہ کی محبت اور اللہ کو پہچاننا یہ بھی زندہ ہو جائے تو آپ دیکھو گے دنیا میں خدا کی قسم اس وقت ابھی فی الحال اسلام تیز آگ سے زیادہ دنیا میں پھیل رہا ہے media.
Shamab Abdul Aziz. Abrojan Molana, Molana Abdul Aziz. Hazrat Prabhunto Kupom Shahtubin, Kumik was a day at the Darulu, Azad Prashtuda, Studo Dramu, Dajan. El Dis Kazrat El Nuera Musulma, Nuera Musulma. Era muito miúdo, 8, 10 anos, rapaz, queria escrever para a escola, e ele era. Contou ele, a Bíblia está escrito assim, ele foi para casa e começou a ler aquele livro. A mãe não gostava de Islã, muito ódio contra Islã, mas a mãe deixou que a Masha está estudando, a Bíblia é muito bom, mas ele estava a fazer aquela referência. Hoje, a Bíblia também, apesar que a Bíblia foi alterada muito, mas também tem provas que a Islã é a religião de Brasil. Guerra e guerra civil em Ruanda, Burundi, Congo, esses países. Muitas pessoas foram matadas e massacradas, assim, morreram. O pai dele também, três irmãos não morreram nem sequer aqui civil, no país. Enfim, ele, alguém arranjou, veio para dar uma azade e começou a estudar. Depois de três anos, a mãe também se fez. No condição, olha, que não há dia, jornal, tudo, não estamos no seu controle. Mas se não soubesse, hein, ter a informação certa, vamos saber que centenas de irmãos em todo o canto do mundo, mashallah, diariamente estão a entrar dentro de Islã. Novos masjid, mashallah, estão a ser construídos. Novos darulun, mashallah. Muitos irmãos estão a fazer esforço de dia. Allah, tal outra vez, é muito fácil.